related to this unprecedented step. Thank you. Thank you very much, Minister. So with this, we would like to once again thank all delegations for the statements that were made, that they made, that will without doubt contribute to the promotion of human rights in Ecuador. I'd like to thank the Secretariat for the UPR for giving this opportunity to have this dialogue. As we stated earlier today, the government of Ecuador reaffirms its commitment to guarantee human rights, equality, and non-discrimination to everyone in our country, and will continue to promote the inclusion of people of African descent and indigenous populations, persons with disabilities, and others. We'll be promoting dialogue between all sectors to ensure social peace on the basis of equality. I'd like to reiterate our commitment for the preservation of the environment and an environmental transformation, strengthening the processes of eradication of all types of violence, giving special attention to young people, the elderly, women and girl children, LGBT people in detention, in order to create the first minister on the rights of women and human rights. This government will continue to fight for the cause of liberty and protect journalists. They are one of the pillars of democracy. We will continuously work towards developing public policies in favor of all Ecuadorian people, especially those in situations of vulnerability. But we are facing a common enemy, transnational criminal networks that are destroying the lives of innocent people throughout the world. Still, a lot of work needs to be done, but I'm sure that we will continue to take steps for the protection and promotion of human rights. Thank you very much for your attention.